Recently, Susan Robb spoke with Meg Cabot, the best-selling author of The Princess Diaries.
Tell me what your thoughts were when you first did The Princess Diaries book. Did you have any idea where any of this might go?
Oh, I had no idea. I wrote the book because my mom started going out with one of my teachers, and I was mortified by that, even though I was 30 at the time. And just start writing a book about a girl whose mom was going out with one of her teachers, and I threw this princess thing in, you know, to give it a hook, so maybe it would sell, but it didn't. It was rejected by every publisher in Manhattan, except for one, the last one who saw it, and they took it, and really we had no idea, you know, that Disney would make it into a movie or anything like that. And when Disney did call and said they were making it into a movie, I didn't believe them until the check arrived, and then I was like, wow, they're serious. So it was really weird because suddenly I was in a financial position where I could quit my job and write full time. So no, I never envisioned that The Princess Diaries would enable me to do that, considering that it just started out as this little book that I wrote because I was mad at my mom. So thanks, Mom.
Now, I've read that you've described yourself as having thought of yourself as a geek in high school. What would you like to say to kids who think of themselves that way now?
Yeah, I was a huge geek in high school. I was not athletically inclined, and I was not in the popular crowd or anything like that. And I actually really had a miserable time in my high school because there was so much of an emphasis on kind of sports and rote memorization and not so much on being creative. And kids who liked to read were kind of considered freaks, not by teachers, but by the other kids. So I really feel like in what I do in creating these characters who are basically based on myself and my friends when we were in high school, I've kind of profited from being a geek and shown that being a geek can actually pay off. So I encourage everyone to embrace their inner geek, and you may find financial windfall from it. Who knows? I just love to write, and it was always my hobby, and I liked writing different things to keep myself entertained. So when I started getting published and getting paid basically to do what I do in my spare time anyway, it was really bizarre, and I really haven't strayed from doing anything that I used to do just for fun. And I always wrote mysteries, and really all of my books have a strong element of romance, and I really consider myself a romance writer. The other stuff that happens is kind of incidental, the humor and the mystery and stuff, to the main theme, which is always of a romance. But you're right. There's a lot of paranormal, too. I don't know. I just write about whatever kind of I'm thinking about as I fall asleep at night and telling myself a little story. And they tend to be stories about normal girls like myself who have something bizarre happen to them, but kind of respond to it the way a normal girl, or what I think a normal girl would respond.